الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاطهروا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم منه إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about when a person is in a state of impurity, when a person is in a state of janabah, then when he desires to perform salah, it is incumbent and necessary upon him to make wudu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, you have brought iman, when you rise up for salah, إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ مِنَ الْمَرَافِقِ. Allah says, wash your faces, wash your hands up to your elbows, in other words, including the elbows. وَأَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ, and then make masah of your head. In other words, pass that wet hand over your head. And then Allah says, wash your legs, your feet, also إِلَى الْكَعَبَيْنِ, up to the heels, including the heels. Then Allah says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ جُنُوبًا فَاطَّهَرُوا. But if you are in the case, if you are in a state of impurity, which is regarded as al-hadath al-akbar, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here gives a good few examples here, but this is for tayammum that comes after this. But if you are in the case of janaba, in other words, you require to make ghusl, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاطَّهَرُوا, then take a bath and cleanse yourself properly, in other words, make ghusl. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, supposedly you are sick, or you are traveling, or somebody came from the toilet after relieving himself, etc. Or if a person had sexual intercourse with his wife, etc. And if he doesn't find any water, what should he do? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. Then look for pure sand. فَتَيَمَّمُوا, intend that, find that, look for pure sand. And then make masa of your face, make masa of your hands. In other words, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it easy for you. If you don't find any water, then you can look at the next alternative. And this is, you can look at the alternative, and this is to make tayammum. This is only in the case if you do not find water. And of course, in the books of fiqh, we will see more rules relating to the chapter of tayammum. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for you. Allah says, because Allah doesn't intend any difficulty for you. ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم. The idea is to always keep you clean, to cleanse you. So if a person can't make wudu, then at least he can make tayammum and be in the state of tahara. And this is Allah's favor upon you. Allah wants to complete all his favors upon you. وَلْيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you can give thanks to Allah. And giving thanks to Allah means bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing good deeds that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Now remember this favor of Allah upon you. Is this not a ni'mah? Person can't find water now, at least he can make tayammum and he can perform his a'mal, perform his deeds. Allah says, remember this favor of Allah upon you. And then also remember, وَمِيثَاقَهُ الَّذِي وَاثَقَكُمْ بِهِ, that covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made with you. When you said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, إِذْ قُلْتُمْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, Allah said, will you obey? Allah said, will you obey Allah and will you follow the commands of the Rasul? You said, yes, we do obey. We heard and we obeyed. So Allah says, when you said that, when you did that, then now remember that. In other words, practice upon that. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware. Allah knows what is in your bosoms. فَعِلْمُهُ بِغَيْرِهِ أَوْلَى. If Allah knows what's in your bosoms, what you cannot see, what's in your chest, what's inside you, then all the more reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the zahir, the apparent things as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.